Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. That we have a resurrected Savior, now what?
Work, for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work mid springing flowers. Work while the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work, for the night is coming when man's work is done. Work, for the night is coming under the sunset skies. While their bright tints are glowing, work, for daylight flies. Work till the last beam faded. Work till the last beam faded. Faded to shine no more. O land of rest for the eyesight, when will that moment come? When I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home? We'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. We'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes, we'll work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. Give every flying minute something to keep in store. Work, for the night is coming when man works no more. Work till Jesus comes.
In several places in the Scriptures, we are told of the appearances of the Lord after his resurrection. He appeared to Mary Magdalene. He appeared to the women returning from the tomb with the message from the angel. He also appeared to Peter in the afternoon of his resurrection. He appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He appeared to the apostles without Thomas, and then he appeared to the apostles with Thomas. He appeared to the disciples by the lake of Tiberias. He appeared to the brethren, more than 500, on a mountaintop at one time. He appeared to the brethren at Jerusalem and ascended up into heaven and departed from them as they watched him go. Then he also appeared to the apostle Paul as an apostle born out of due time. He appeared to Stephen in time that Stephen was being stoned, to the Apostle Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, in the temple, and he appeared unto John on the island of Patmos when John was banished to that island. Now that these believers, as we have been brought to the understanding that we have a resurrected Savior, now what? What do we do with this knowledge? Are we to huddle in a little group and to begin a secret society? Are we now to snub our noses at those who do not know of this resurrected Christ, who do not know of this salvation that's in the Lord? Are we to begin some kind of exclusive club? No, the Lord had these to go into Jerusalem, to publish it abroad, to broadcast it, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He's the Savior of sinners. Now, having been armed with that knowledge, we can go forth boldly. Now, when a man puts on armor, he doesn't put on the armor to go to sleep, doesn't crawl in bed. A man who's wearing armor, if he's in a battle situation, he'll go to sleep with his armor on so that he can awake ready to do battle and to do business on the battlefield. When a man is declared to be a soldier, he has his work cut out for him. His parameters of the kind of work that he'll do is described by the vocation that's been assigned to him. When we have been declared to be bond servants of the Lord Jesus, what do you suppose our attitude should be concerning the Lord and concerning his service? Whatever he would have us to do, wherever he would have us to serve, that's where we are to serve. Now we present ourselves as an offering unto this resurrected Savior. Now herein comes the rub. When we do present ourselves to the Lord, we are presenting ourselves to the Lord. That is not to say, well, I'm presenting myself to the Lord and I'm keeping a hold on myself, Lord, and I'm going to decide where you will have me to serve. I'm going to determine how you will have me to serve and when you will have me to serve, under what conditions you... No, that's not the way that we present ourselves to Him. We present ourselves as an offering. Now, an offering unto the Lord. Consider this, please. When oil was poured in a lamp, if there were no fire, the oil would remain. But in order for the lamp to give off light, the oil has to be consumed by the flame. Now we as Christians, our lives are to be poured out to be consumed by the Lord. Not for our purpose, not for our sake or our cause, but for the cause of Christ. For the cause of this resurrected Savior. Now remember, He's gone before. He knows the path on which we travel. He's conquered death, hell, and the grave. There is no foe that can stand against Him or before Him, beside Him. He's the mighty King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we are His. And He has given to us something to do. This resurrected Savior, our Savior, is risen from the dead. No, we do not huddle. We broadcast the gospel. We, as a light, shine in this dark and sin-cursed world. We proclaim the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is hope in Him. One can be changed and be brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord only by the Lord Himself. You can have this peace. And you can have this victory. It's yours in Christ as little born ones, since we have a resurrected Savior. May God help us to be bold. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.